Vermont dairy farmers are experiencing some of the hardest times in recent memory. The State Agency of Agriculture says 12 farms have gone out of business this year, bringing the number of working dairy farms down to around 750 compared to about 1,100 10 years ago. But across the border in Canada, dairy farms are thriving. The reason is a complex system that regulates the supply of milk and sets the price farmers receive. VPR's John Dillon went to Quebec recently to learn more about the Canadian system of supply management.
It's a short drive from Jacques Rainville's place in Highgate Center to Saint-Armand, Quebec. And along the way, Rainville, whose family came from Quebec, points out yet another farm gone fallow.
Gone. No cows here. I could have named them all down the road here. We got another one on the corner here. Beautiful farm. Nice little family farm. No cows. It's sad to see it happen.
Like his father before him, Rainville farmed for over 30 years. He drives a milk truck for work now, but says he's still a farmer at heart. We're visiting Canada with his cousin, Phil Parent, who has a dairy farm in nearby Enosburg, Vermont. As we approach the border with Quebec, Rainville says he thinks the Canadian system, which balances milk supply with consumer demand through production quotas, offers a valuable lesson for Vermont.
The buyers react to oversupply because they know we have to get rid of it. And it's a downward spiral. It's going to go down to who can produce it the cheapest in the world. Okay, we got to get our wallets out.
We stop for a minute at the Canadian border.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
In the window,
yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Jacques Rainville, Highgate Center here.
And where are you going today?
Oh, we're going to the Kaiser farm.
Just a few miles down the road, Hans Kaiser and his son milk about 95 cows. A tall silo next to the barn bears the farm's name, Hepatica, for one of the first wildflowers of spring.
Got a special visit?
Oh, it's beautiful.
The senior Kaiser is tall, he wears overalls and rubber boots, and has an accent that doesn't sound Quebecois. He came here from Switzerland in the 1970s. In the barn's milk room are six people with strong ties to the land. The Kaisers, two other farmers from Quebec, plus Rainville and his cousin. Introductions happen in French and English. The Canadians practically talk over one another as they explain and praise their system of supply management. Here's Hans Kaiser.
I came to Canada in 75. We always had this quota system. I believe we have the best system in the world. I have no doubt about this.
The quotas in Canada can be bought and sold, and they're quite valuable, several million dollars or more for an average farm. The price farmers are paid is also controlled. It's established based on the cost of producing milk on what's deemed to be an economically efficient farm. The system is not financed by the government, although it has led to higher retail prices for milk than in the U.S. And even though the quotas are expensive, banks lend money to buy them. Quebec farmer Gerard Vemelin says, why wouldn't they lend?
They know you're going to have that revenue. Well, they're going to get paid.
The farmers do a rough calculation to compare the price the Canadians receive compared to their Vermont counterparts. It turns out the Quebec farmers are getting the equivalent of $24 for 100 pounds of milk, while a few miles over the border, Vermonter Phil Parent is paid about $14 a hundredweight. The comparison is sobering for Parent. He says the Agrimark co-op told him recently that milk prices were headed down in 2018. Included in the letter were numbers for a suicide hotline.
So how do you feel when you see that? I was a little taken back by that. I know they meant well, but there were four farmers in New York that killed themselves. They felt they had no recourse. And something's wrong with this industry. Very wrong.
For Jacques Rainville, the crisis also hits close to home. His son took over the farm several years ago when prices were high. He borrowed to buy a herd but couldn't cover his debts when the price plummeted. So he sold his cows to a startup dairy in Canada.
And I'm the one end up buying his herd.
Philippe Swenin is 39 and says supply management in Quebec allowed him to get a start in farming.
We started from nothing. I didn't have nothing. You can ask anybody in here. And today, I bought two more farms, and I'm up to 47 cow and are going to be up to 60 cow in the probably next 6 months.
Dairy farming is a business that demands attention at least 12 hours a day, 365 days a year. But these four Quebec farmers say they can balance their work so they get at least one day off a week, plus vacation. Gerard Vemerlin says there's something else he notices about farms in Quebec.
This is not nice what I'm going to say, but I think you people need to hear it. Go in Quebec. Drive around in the countryside. Look at the farms. The tin is painted. The tractors are put away. There are nice farms in the States. I'm not saying they're all run down. But there's a lot more farms that are run down in the States than in Canada.
As the conversation winds down, Hans Kaiser gives a tour of his barn where about 90 Holsteins lie on bedding or munch their mid-morning meal. The place is astonishingly clean, and Phil Parent notes it's about the same size as his farm in Vermont.
Number-wise, we're very similar, but I hate saying that my place isn't as immaculate as his place is. We try to do what we can with what we have, you know.
Parent would love to work under a supply management system like his fellow farmers in Quebec enjoy, but that's proved politically impossible in the U.S., where the free market is valued. Congress did recently add $1 billion to help fund an insurance program designed to help farmers when milk prices fall. But Jacques Rainville says it might be easier for Washington to spend a big chunk of taxpayer money than adopt a Canadian system. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Dillon.